This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostraba. Richard Fudge is the president of Friends of Bob Live Music Co-op, who have a number of performances. They bring in wonderful musicians several times each year. He's here to talk about the organization, upcoming events, and it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the history of Friends of Bob and the name as well.
The history goes back 20 years to where there was a lull in live music in the community. Various for-profit venues just weren't making a go of it, and so they stopped bringing touring artists to town. And so a number of us that knew each other from seeing each other at concerts and so on decided we would try a non-profit model. And we came up with the plan for Friends of Bob Music Co-op with the idea that we'd do one show, everybody would throw in $25. If it was a success, we would do a second show. And if it was not a success, nobody was out more than $25. Suddenly, it's 20 years later, and we're still doing shows. The name is whimsical, silly. It doesn't really mean much. Everybody knows somebody called Bob. We thought we would go so far along the conventional Friends of the Library, Friends of Downtown, etc., but then put something a little wobbly at the end there just to put that element of whimsy about it. We are doing this to have a good time.
So there is no one named Bob except in
your
imagination.
There's all kinds of people called Bob, but no one Bob is referenced in the name of the organization.
As I look over shows from past years, I notice there's a lot of acoustic music. There's Celtic and Americana, some international. Are you trying to showcase acoustic music particularly?
It varies a good deal. While we do acoustic shows, we do noisy electric shows too. It's a variety, and we tend to just use two venues, and we do our quieter shows at Duncan Hall and our noisier shows at Lafayette Brewing Company. We're fortunate in that when we started, it was hard to get an agent to return a phone call to Lafayette, Indiana. Our logic was that here we are on I-65, there have to be musicians going down this highway who would stop on some oddball day of the week and play for us. Now we get calls from agents saying, hey, we've got so-and-so on a Saturday night. So we present musicians from all over the U.S. and abroad, you know, Europe, Africa, Australia, South America, and so on. Although we didn't intend to keep going this long, we've got a good thing going, so it's hard to slam it shut and say, let's quit. We certainly bring music to town that wouldn't come otherwise.
Oh, that's certainly true. You mentioned the kind of midweek shows. That's how I was kind of conceiving it, that you've got someone playing in Indianapolis on a Tuesday and then Chicago on a Friday, and they've got an empty night. Uh-huh. But with Saturday nights and more people coming in, it must be exciting for you to see how it's been building over time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have built a reputation among musicians. And often we'll have a band play that were in Chicago last night, and they comment on how attentive, how enthusiastic our audience is, that our audience will dance and the Chicago audience stand around with their arms folded. So it's a good gig, and we treat people well. We have a lot of volunteers that make delicious food so that the band can really feel like they've eaten well, and we give them food to take away with them. Whereas most venues take a percentage of the CD sales, we don't take any percentage at all. So we really go out of our way to make it a good experience for the musicians, and I think that's paid off. And so now we get the opportunity to present some really terrific acts.
Some other arts organizations, musical organizations, have conventional seasons where they plan out the whole season a year in advance, and then they send out a brochure to everybody, and you know what can go on, and you can pick four, or you can buy the whole season.
Right.
I haven't gotten the perception that Friends of Bob is like that. Why not?
Oh, just because we cobble it together as we go. And it might be if we're booking a band, say, from Africa, that, yeah, we know a year in advance that they're coming on this day. But the way that we do a lot of our booking is to look at who is in Chicago, Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville, any town that's a comfortable day's drive from here. And if they've got a gap in their schedule, we offer to fill it. And frequently, we will do a Sunday show for musicians that were in Chicago on Saturday night, or Thursday show for somebody that was going to be in Louisville on Friday night. So it's something of a homemade affair, and it's loose and flexible.
Are you the one that does all of that, or do you have a staff?
Nobody gets paid in Friends of Bob. We're totally run by volunteers, all of whom buy tickets for the concerts. I do the booking, but there is a range of other volunteers that do promotional activities, setting up volunteers for the shows, mailing things, and so on. So there's a number of people involved in the organization.
Right, and you just had a great show with David Phil Alvin. You've got more coming up, though. I assume you do, right? You
we
don't
do.
Have a season, but you're set
right.
to go.
Right. We tend to take the summers off, but we have a show April the 22nd with a fabulous young woman from New York City, Nellie Mackay, who I see as something of a female Randy Newman, in that she's very humorous, she's extremely talented musically, and is a great entertainer. And we had Nellie 2 or 3 years ago with a largish band, where she turned a very dark Oscar-winning film, I Want to Live, about a woman that is sentenced to die in the gas chamber in California in 1959, into a musical comedy. And it was hilarious. Now, it was an anti-death penalty concept, but that was tremendous. And this time she's coming, and it's just going to be Nellie. And we'll get Duncan Hall's grand piano tuned up, and she'll play the grand piano, and she'll play ukulele. And people will have such a smile on their face that their jaws will ache by the time it's all over with.
Richard Fudge, thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Fudge is the president of the Friends of Bob Live Music Co-op. More information about the organization is at friends-of-bob.org. For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostraba.